It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the 31st day of August, the 243rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Are you well? I do hope so. I'm glad to be back with you. I was off on the second part of my vacation. My husband and I, with our trusty dog Scout, made a road trip through the Périgord region of France, which is beautiful, of course. It's in the southwest and runs along the Dordogne River, and the region is filled with wonderful medieval cities with little tiny winding streets and beautiful castles. And of course, it's France, so it has its regional food specialties. There's a lovely goat cheese from Rocamadour, which is a wonderful medieval city perched on a cliff. It's the nut and the truffle capital of France, and more than anything else, it's the mecca for duck and goose products. That means foie gras, pâté, confit de canard. Yum! We ate way too much. Then we went up to the family house in Carnac in Brittany, where I was joined by my two nieces and my nephew, all from Texas. My babies, as I call them, are all in their 40s now, but they're still my babies, and this was one happy Aunt Susan to have her little ducklings all around her. But I missed you all, I did, and I'm glad to be back in the kitchen cooking up some good meals for you. I've been back in Paris for a week, and I had the loveliest thing happen to welcome me back to town. I was walking down the street, and I passed an elderly lady, and I smiled at her. I've told you before, Parisians don't nod, greet, smile at nothing to strangers on the street or in the metro, but I do. And after the initial surprise from the Parisian, I usually get a smile back. And recently, I've been getting smiles first, and that's a real gift. Anyway, I smiled at this lady who was fiddling with a shopping bag and a purse, and I kept walking, but she asked after me, did I want her shopping bag? It was a nice one, made of cloth, and I knew exactly where it came from because I'd been in the same shop the day before, and hence had my own. I told her no, but thank you, and asked her what she'd found in the shop. She was so happy. She had just bought a purse, and it was a great one. She showed it to me. It was wonderful. On one side of it was a comic book illustration. She told me that at her age, people would mock her for having such a purse. But she said she didn't care. Just because she was old didn't mean she didn't have a sense of humor. And I told her I couldn't agree more. And then she showed me the purse in detail, the little pocket inside it, the little clip for your keys. I imagine she lives alone and needed to talk to someone, especially to show off her new purse. Girls will be girls, you know, and ladies, you'll understand when I say there is no age limit on the pleasure a new purse will bring, especially if it has comic book illustrations on it. So I love my holiday, but I was happy to be home too, and happiest yet to be talking to you again.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's so much nicer to come home. It's very nice to just wander the camel route to Iraq. It's oh so nice to just wander, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's oh so nice to wander back. The mamsells and fräulein and the senoritas are sweet, but they can't compete, 'cause they just don't have what the models have. on Madison Ave. It's very nice to be footloose with just a toothbrush and comb. It's oh so nice to be footloose, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the phone. And you know your fate is where the Empire State is. All you contemplate is the view from Miss Liberty's dome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. Find the Machen and the gay muchachas are rare, but they can't compare with that sexy line that parades each day at Sunset and Vine. It's quite the life to play gypsy and roam as gypsies will roam. It's quite the life to play gypsy, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam. And the Hudson River makes you start to quiver like the latest flivver that's simply dripping with chrome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's old. So nice to come home. No more customs. Burn the passport. No more packing and unpacking. Light the home fires. Get my slippers. Make a pizza.
Well, that song is almost right. For Frank Sinatra, home is the U.S., but for me, it's Paris. At any rate, it is very nice to go traveling, as the song says, but it's oh so much nicer to come home.
Hello, I am Priyanka Pal from RFI Women's Club, Murshidabad, West Bengal, India, and you are listening to the Sound Kitchen. And Susan Wenesby is cooking.
Are you ready, my friends? Because it's time for the quiz. Way back on the 29th of June, I asked you a question about Turkey, about Istanbul to be exact. On the 23rd of June, Istanbulites went to the polls to elect their mayor. It was a repeat of the mayoral elections held in April, which the same candidate, the opposition candidate, had won. The ruling party, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AKP party, forced the cancellation of that vote after the AKP candidate lost the election. The AKP party alleged voting irregularities. So back to the polls went the citizens of Istanbul, and I asked you to tell me who won that second election. You were to send in the name of the mayor-elect, the name of his party, and you were to tell me why the results of the poll were so important. The answers are Ekrem İmamoğlu is Istanbul's new mayor. He took office for the second time because, as I noted, Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan annulled the original election. So after the second election on the 23rd of June, which Ekrem İmamoğlu won again by 800,000 votes, Mr. İmamoğlu took office on the 27th of June. Ekrem İmamoğlu is from the Secular Republican People's Party. He was the Joint Nation Alliance candidate for the Republican People's Party and the IYI Party. Why is Mr. İmamoğlu's win so important? Because the result wrests control of the country's largest city from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party, ending its 25-year dominance there. Losing Istanbul is being called the biggest defeat of Mr. Erdogan's political career. In fact, some political commentators note that because of the scale of Mr. İmamoğlu's mayoral victory, 800,000 votes, remember, he is a possible candidate for the Turkish presidency in the next elections. So, a very important poll. The winners of this week's quiz are... Mehran Khan Laghari from Sindh, Pakistan, and Jul Ahmed from Sirajganj, Bangladesh. There are three RFI Listeners Club members on the list of happy winners this week. There's Howard Barnett from Northampton, England, Zenon Tellis, who's also a member of the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers, there in Goa, India, and last but not least, Samhar Mukhopadhyay from Kolkata, India. Here's the note Samir included with his quiz answer. He wrote, "This mayoral election of Istanbul was more than a municipal election, because the role of mayor of Istanbul is a stepping stone to a more significant role in Turkish politics. Moreover, Turkey's current president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, won the mayorship of Istanbul nearly 25 years ago, which ultimately set him on track to the presidency. Erdogan once said, whoever wins Istanbul wins Turkey. So now I will wait and watch to see whether Ekrem İmamoğlu will be the next president of Turkey. The ruling AK party was also defeated in Ankara and Izmir. Many, many good wishes to Ekrem İmamoğlu." Thanks, Samir, for your little note. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. As you know, the Group of Seven, the G7 summit, was held this past weekend in Biarritz, France. And as you also know, it used to be the Group of Eight. When did it become seven, and why? And who wants that banned number eight country to be let back in? Again, which country is no longer a part of the G7? What year did that happen, and why? And which member of the G7 wants that banished country to be reseated at the table, to be allowed back into the group? You have until the 30th of September to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 5th of October to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Sounds delicious.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Kitchen.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rum, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. I missed celebrating Eid ul-Adha with you, which started this year on August 10th and was celebrated through the 14th. Eid ul-Adha is the Feast of the Sacrifice, which marks Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son in obedience to God. It's the holiest of festivals in Islam. Many of you wrote in about the festival. Sultan Sarkar even sent a voice recording to play to you. And I'm sorry I was not here to wish you all Eid Mubarak. So, Eid Mubarak, even though late, to all who observed the Feast of the Sacrifice. And on that note, I'll play you out with a request from one of our younger listeners, Fatima Touj Zahra. She's a member of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Fatima Touj Zahra wrote, "I'm a teenage listener of RFI. This week is our Happy Eid. For this festival, I have chosen a song for all audience friends. I hope you play the song. I've heard a lot of Hindi songs in the Sound Kitchen program, but never heard Bengali songs. My song is the song of Eid." Well, Fatima Touj Zahra, here's your request. And a special thanks for sharing your favorite Eid song in Bengali. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. Ghuri phiri, bari bari, ghuri phiri.